Let's cross to Goodison Park now, where we can speak to a Blues legend. Kevin Radcliffe joins us now. Hiya, Kevin.
Hi, Salty.
First things first, then, is he the right man for the job, Kev?
Well, was it before? I'm not quite sure. Everybody seems to have different views on Big Sam, but I'm under no illusion. We're in a bit of a pickle at the moment, and if there's any man better to get us out of the pickle, then I think Big Sam, you know, is the man. Long term, well, I think it tells you everything with the length of the contract, 18 months. I think that tells you everything. That is a short term period that Sam's going to be in charge, if it will be till the summer or it will be till the following season. If things do go really, really well and everybody's happy, and I'm sure if the board are getting good vibes off of the supporters, then he could be in charge a long, long time. But at this moment in time, I'm just sort of looking ahead and thinking that, you know, Sam's coming here to get us into a comfortable position in the league, a more comfortable position than we are in at the moment.
I've been talking about this on the radio already for a couple of hours, and the name that's cropped up and we expect to be appointed on the coaching staff is Sammy Lee. Now, I'm sure you can probably understand the reaction hasn't been that favourable to an appointment of Sammy Lee. Does that matter, the fact that he's been at Liverpool so long? I mean, I assume you'll know him from all the derby battles down the years.
I think we were talking about it before downstairs, and if Twitter and other social media things were about in the 80s, then the fans would have been up in arms with Howard Kendall signing Alan Harper and Kevin Sheedy. And now you've got one in an all-time great side. The other one was a massive sort of impact in Alan Harper, that is, in what we achieved in the 80s. And two come from the other side. The one way I'm looking at is, you know, I've been reading Peter Reid's book, which is once a red, always a blue. So now we're trying to convert another red into a blue. Look, he's had some great jobs in the Premiership, international level. So he can't be all that bad. I just hope it works for the two of them. You know, Big Sam and Little Sam. Nice little double act. So hopefully they can get it right for us on the pitch, and, you know, we start climbing up the table. It's going to be a hard, hard job because, you know, the club's at most probably the lowest ebb that I've seen it in a long, long time. I think it's actually lower than when I was playing in the 80s, just before Howard sort of kick-started us to bigger and better things. So, yeah, I think it's lower than that. There's a, you know, I see things where there's players here, you're thinking they're lucky that they're out there.
Yeah.
In one respect. Because some of them aren't quite good enough, and others are just so low in confidence, and they're just not the person that we've signed. And I'm just wondering what the chemistry is, how we're going to fix it, because we've got a long way to go on fixing it. But if there's a man that can do it, I do believe Sam can be that man.
And in terms of this appointment, it's been a long time coming. He wasn't the first choice. I think we can say that fairly safely. What have you made about the way the whole situation has been managed?
I haven't. It certainly hasn't been managed properly. It's been a bit, just far from what I've expected from Everton Football Club. It's been, we've been a little bit of a laughing stock. I think, what is it, the sixth week, I think, we are in and into looking for a manager, and now we've actually got one. I actually think that maybe they were hoping that David Unsworth was the man. And I think they were giving him every opportunity, but you've got to say that he's actually failed his audition. 20 goals in 7 games conceded. That's not good. That's nearly 3 a game.
Yeah.
And the problems were there before. Everybody's talking about the striker situation where, you know, we've not brought in a striker. No, we haven't brought in a striker, but we're still conceding goals. And until you stop conceding goals, then we're still going to lose games because we're not scoring enough goals. If you're not scoring at one end, you've got to stop them going in at the other. So, you know, we've never really, well, we've not rectified that, have we, under Dave? And I do feel he's been given every opportunity. I don't think he's been thrown to the wolves. You know, he's had an opportunity with the players that Ronald Koeman had, and we've proved that we're no better under Dave than we were with Ronald. If anything, I think we've conceded more goals.
And that is a challenge for Sam Allardyce, isn't it? Because no matter which way you look at it, Sam Allardyce still has to work with those defenders who you've just been referring to until at least January, and there's not going to be all of a sudden a whole new defence coming in January, you wouldn't have thought. So there's only
it's amazing, though, Salty, how players change when the manager comes in, and all of a sudden you've got a bit of authority there. A leader. And I think under Dave, and no disrespect to Dave Unsworth, but I think when them two players, Schneiderlin and Morales, walked off the pitch, I think that showed what respect they had for the manager and what of the situation that was going on at our club at that time. And you just lose a bit of control. And I think Dave won't admit it, but I think the players, all of a sudden, they take a little bit of power. The longer that it's going on without a manager in place and you've only got an interim manager, and they know that interim manager's not going to get the job, then they're going to rule the roost a little bit and do what they want. And it certainly looks as if they're doing what they want, but it proves that they're not doing the right things.
Absolutely. I mean, we shouldn't forget there's actually a game on tonight, and it's a rather important one, isn't it? And the players need to be focused on that. Is that going to be difficult for them with all that's going on today?
I think they'll be a little bit relieved, maybe, in one way. There's going to be a little bit of struggle, because no player likes losing, and they don't like losing heavily, and especially defenders and keepers. You know, they'll be fuming. Midfield players and sort of strikers, they'll be thinking, well, I haven't had the supply, I haven't had the, you know, the pass that was going to get me through on goal to change the situation. They become a little bit selfish in one way, but collectively, you're all defenders, you've got to stop goals. I do believe it's going to be another back four tonight, different than it was at the weekend. Well, obviously it's got to be with Leighton Baines missing, but that's my main concern, is that week in, week out, we're playing a different back four or back three or back five, whatever you want to call it. And it looks as if we're going to be playing with a different back four again. But so you never get any continuity. For me, the last few weeks, it looks as if we've never played together, we've never been coached, and we're just making too many errors in every department, not just one person, but collectively. You know, you could actually say that every one of the back four has made a mistake in the last, in the 20 yeah. games. There's been maybe four or five players, maybe six even, that you can actually say that are at fault. And it's not, you know, not the same player every week, but you know, we're in desperate state. I think you can call it desperate. And obviously, it was always going to be an appointment this week, I thought, with the game against Atlanta, losing heavily against them, and then obviously the weekend would just even pushed it even further. And the one thing you've got to say is that Sam Allardyce has most probably become in a stronger position than he was a couple of weeks ago when he sort of turned it down.